There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where homes in certain Rochester suburbs were always available.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And affordable.
Sure.
But a few years ago, that all changed.
Yeah. Thanks to Kimmy.
Then there was a way to still get your ass in a house.
Mm-hmm.
You just had to go further out.
Yeah.
Living in the country where your ride to work would be longer, but you could purchase a place of your own.
Or yeah. build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What happened now?
Even that has become an issue.
Yeah.
Because one community is now making moves to ensure that this shortage doesn't do to them what it has done to us.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Ontario County announced they now have a housing shortage.
Really?
Really?
Damn, sold out.
So this is according to a study last week released by the county, and they, Tommy, are worried. They want businesses to come out and open up in the area, and you need homes for people to work at these businesses,
yeah.
right? So they've begun a plan in Canandaigua. They're going to construct apartments and single-family homes near Blue Heron Park. And if you want to read more about that, you can go read the story on News 8.
So new development's coming.
You got it. But this story illustrates somehow more problems
like what?
With buying a home where we live. Because as I said before, there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where there were plenty of affordable homes in places like Greece, Gates,
oh, yeah.
East Rochester, Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to bankrupt you. You could buy
no.
a single-family home, right, on an average American salary.
Under 100G.
You got it. And then, boom, it blew up. Good luck. So then the next option for people, Tommy,
yeah.
was to start moving out further.
All right, spread out.
Yeah, folks that spent their life in the burbs or in the city decided they would go live out in the country.
Well, you see it where you live.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of
yeah.
what
You're
we're doing.
Right?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
yes. Mm-hmm. And it was only to be able to afford their own place. And now you have a county like Ontario County, which the majority of it is rural, saying they don't have enough homes for people.
Well, at least they're building. Full.
But that takes 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah.
And by the way, with everything going on financially, internationally, who the hell knows what these homes are going to cost when they're done?
Oh, we'll be fine. It's all going to straighten out.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, it wasn't that long ago where you could probably, and I'm asking, 252-WCMF, go out to Ontario County and have a better chance of buying
oh,
or
yeah.
building a home.
Yeah.
And now people will have to go further than that to do this.
Mm-hmm.
How far are people willing to move from where they are to be able to afford their own home?
I don't think you would have to go past, like, Butler, PA.
I mean, yeah, you'd kind of have to accept that you're not really in Rochester anymore. You're not really
you
Rochester.
Ain't.
Yeah, it's different place.
Maybe, I mean, it would be, yeah. right? Because, like, here's the other weird part about it. It would get to a point where you get so far out, you're now bumping up to the spread from other cities,
right?
Because, right? like, once you get to Batavia, the other side of Batavia, they look at that as like Buffalo,
yeah.
Yeah.
right? Like once you get to like Waterloo, other side of that, it's kind of Syracuse.
Right.
So
got to go south.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But who wants to do that? Southern tier?
No, nah. but you just
now
go
I'm
down.
In Cornyn.
Move next to the old salt mine.
They got a vein that goes all the way to Cleveland.
Oh,
I hear.
Yeah. You hear them trucks rumbling all day.
I mean, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the folks that decided to get out of the suburbs in the city only because they could afford a home in those places
yeah.
out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Is it something you regret? Is it something you're glad that you did? Because, I mean, Tommy, it would get to a point where being too far out would no longer be feasible.
Well, yeah, especially with work and your kids and, yeah, uprooting your family going all the way up. But it also has to be kind of nice. I mean, there's got to be some benefits of being out in the country, too. Quiet, nice. More space, more privacy if you want that.
I hated it.
Chickens yeah. all over the place.
I was going to say, but depending, I mean, I'm sure like your living situation is great. You got your own, you probably have more privacy.
You got a spread.
You got you, whatever you want. The problems are going to show up if you're somebody that's used to living right down the street from Wegmans.
Oh,
or
screwed.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like whatever
yeah.
errands you got to run through the day are going to take you a little bit longer than they did before.
Yeah.
And, you know, just getting, just simply, you know, visiting friends and family is going to be more of a planned day trip than it was before.
So, like, to your point, I had the tiniest experience with this.
Whatever.
Because I grew up in the 19th, or I grew up in Gates, right on yeah. the line in the 19th Ward. I had moved to an apartment on Winton.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was always noise and lights and everything. I was, our house was underneath the path of planes going in
yeah.
and from the airport. So, that's what I was used
yeah.
to, right? So, we buy our house in West Henrietta, and at the time, everything around us was pretty much farmland. Like
yeah.
there was a couple neighborhoods in the first year, it was so quiet I couldn't sleep.
That would be nice though.
No, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. And to your point, you know, Walmart, Brooks Ave, Wegmans when I was a kid is literally walking distance.
Right.
It takes us 15 minutes to get to the Calkins Road Wegmans with traffic.
That's
it drives, and I know that's not a lot.
No, but,
and but sure, compared like, to what I was used to, yeah. I hated it at first.
And I guess, like, you know, over time, the more people that move out that way, the more stuff will pop develop. Up
that's
convenient.
What's happening. Yes.
Yeah. But there's no guarantee that's going to happen quickly.
No, but by the time you two are, like, in your 50s, you should be fine.
You think you can handle living in the country?
No, I did for a little while as a kid with my parents. It sucked.
Oh, is that when they tried to take you out back like Old Yeller?
Yes. And by the way, I lived in the country. It was like southern redneck. I lived in Okeechobee, Florida for 6 months.
Okay.
And I had at that time, I still had a New Jersey accent. And it was, yeah, I did not fit in anywhere. And it was quite frightening. And again, it was in the middle of nowhere.
All right. But I mean, you know, it is a little bit different now because you are connected more than you would have
absolutely,
been.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? 252 WCMF, an announcement earlier this week, Ontario County says they are now are. They have a housing shortage, which is a problem because, they want to make sure that with businesses moving in, people have a place to live.
And they want to get the people out there because it helps them.
But this is proof that with folks from Rochester moving further and further out to guarantee that they could afford or even have a place to build a home, that you're going to have to go out even further than Ontario County. You know, you bring up something else.
What's that?
Being a kid from Jersey going to Okeechobee, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's smaller now. If you are used to living in a place like Gates, Greece, Pittsburgh, Penfield, the city of Rochester, and you move down to a place past Livonia, right, east or west the other way, there will be a culture difference.
Oh, yeah. It's slower. The pace is different.
Yeah, like something as simple as moving to a place like Livonia or Darien or some other small town, it is a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the quiet. Everyone knows everyone else's business all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And you could be looked at as an outsider coming into their community.
Of course you're an outsider. You're from hippie town.
I mean, is that something you're going to handle?
Of course you can handle it, can't you?
I don't know. I'm asking. Kimmy, could you handle that?
I love convenience. I love, like, I don't think I'm somebody that could live out, you know, kind of more isolated in an isolated setting. I especially don't know how people with kids would do that play in any type of sports, because you're going to be, I mean, constantly on the road going to and from
places. You probably are already, right?
Well, no, but like one of my daughter's teammates, one of her friends, lives 45 minutes away from the rink.
Yeah, like if she needs a ride somewhere, good luck.
Yeah.
45 minutes? She live in Toronto?
No, she lives east of Canandaigua.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they live all the way out there.
So it's too far.
You know, it's not that far, but it's just far enough to be, you know, tough. It's going to make your life a little harder.
I would say like Batavia and Canandaigua would be the line. Like anything past that. That would be brutal.
But those are still communities.
And Batavia's out there.
But, I mean, like, those are still communities that have grocery stores.
Yeah, you got a Wegmans. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you
gambling.
Start, if you start going south, that's where you start to get into these, like,
so you'd have to go past Canandaigua south, like Naples, Nunde, Dansville, Mount Morris.
But at that point, if you have to come into work, that's an hour commute.
But we knew some people that drove in from Dansville every day to go to work.
I never understood it.
That's got to be over an hour.
Think about the time of your life that you're wasting just sitting in a car, commuting back and forth.
But that might be kind of nice, though, too. Because you also have an excuse to, like, zone out in your car for a while.
Okay.
Think about it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
They can't get to you. I'm coming home.
they can't get to you.
But then you have to, in that commute, you're worried about other things you're worried about. Deer, you know, I mean, like, they're like, the further out you live, the more wildlife you could encounter.
Coyote just bought the house next door.
You know, the roads may not always be easy to get around on in the winter.
Yeah,
you know.
It's always a trade-off.
Now, here's the thing. I don't want to sound like it would be all negative, because there are benefits. One, the biggest.
No, I know people that love it. It's, you know, that's totally.
We got guys upstairs that live out there.
He loves it.
He's that guy.
Well, he was raised that way.
Yeah.
I mean, look, first of all, the biggest benefit, there's a home you can afford, which you can't get here, right? Living in a new place and experiencing new things makes you a more well-rounded person. Yeah. I am a firm believer in that. Mm-hmm. So, like, it would probably make you better. You may also discover new hobbies you didn't know you were into.
Like farming.
Well.
Fighting. Drinking.
Gardening. I mean, things that
riding,
aren't.
Roping. Wrestling.
Things that aren't possible in a tighter community.
Axe throwing.
Okay. But the biggest risk would be.
What's that?
If you make that move. From the suburbs, the city, way out into the sticks, you'd kind of be stuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're stuck.
Right? A, there may not be a place to come back to when you leave. And B, like, you may not be able to get out from under that house with the way that rates are right now and how much homes cost.
And you got to learn to fit in a little bit.
It is astonishing.
Right.
Even town to town. Like, towns that touch each other are across the county.
Yeah.
The difference in culture.
Oh, sure.
Well, and just, you know, growing up in Rochester, you have an idea of people based on, like, what suburb they grew up in. Like, you're just very familiar with just the way it works here. Whereas if you went and lived, like, outside of Rochester, like, in Livonia or wherever, and you're around people that didn't grow up in Rochester, like, you wouldn't have a lot to talk about, like, growing up wise, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're throwing names of places out there and you know, rivalry stuff as kids, like, it's just not gonna, you're not gonna have that history in common.
You gotta learn,
you know,
to adapt. And that's hard for people, especially people like you.
But maybe the people like that, you know?
Well, I adapt pretty well.
You think you fit it out in the country, bro?
Says man in a shacket.
Yeah, farming shacket.
Farming shacket.
What am I wearing? Regular farming boots.
No, those are from the All's Quiet on the Western Front collection.
You'd have to do a lot of learning of the history of that area.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And what people like and what's, you know, frowned upon
you.
Or, you know, I just, you know, it would be different. It'd be a learning experience.
You bring up culture and, like, differences in town. Yeah. Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived with that girl in Geneseo for a while. She had a really good
friend.
Yeah,
that's country, bro.
It was, but here's the thing, it's still
a town.
And
she was country.
No, she was from here.
The way she walked.
She was shut
she
up.
She walked country.
So, she walked country.
She did, like, she was walking through the fields. She bow-legged.
What I'm saying is, she had a friend who was from Bath. And this girl was dating a guy who still lived in Bath.
That's out there.
He comes up to visit Geneseo. Yeah. Geneseo.
Yeah.
And his car's not in the driveway. He knocks on the door. And his girlfriend goes, where's your car? He goes, I parked it downtown. And I'm like, I'm thinking, like, he went to Rochester and took a bus.
Yeah.
He met Main Street in Geneseo. He referred to Main Street in Geneseo as downtown.
Downtown, where the bear gets run over. Downtown.
I want to wake up in a city that's in bed by 9. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Danny. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Super. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Lady Danny.
With an
I. I know. It's Friday, but here it is. I love living in the sticks. You know what? There is something to life about living in an inexpensive house not that far away from the city. I'm just saying, give it a try.
No, Danny, I want to talk to you. So did you grow up in the greater Rochester area, or have you always been a girl out in the country?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Damn, Hollywood Danny! Hollywood! Hollywood Danny! All right, so Danny, why? What town do you live in, if you don't mind me asking you?
I live in Holly.
Holly, okay.
She needs her own maxi pads.
Danny, why did you
burlap sack?
Why did you move out to Holly?
She itchy Danny.
Well, we moved here because we got jobs at RIT, and everybody told us to move to, like, Penfield or Pittsburgh, and we went and looked there, and it was a little bit pricey. And so, being from California, we're very accustomed to commuting, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to work.
Sure.
So we just told the real estate agent we wanted some place within a 45-minute drive of RIT, and we wound up in Holly. It's really not that far.
Okay, so let me ask you, in all sincerity, because, I mean, I'm glad you like where you live. That's awesome. And Holly is a nice community, Tom.
Oh, it's beautiful out
there. It's a very nice place.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny, going from a place like Los Angeles, moving to a town like Holly.
Quiet. Yeah.
Did you and your husband, your family, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
That's okay.
Did you guys have a hard time transitioning into that culture and the changes that you had to make that you were just used to living in a bigger city?
Okay. So I feel like this is part of it. You know, this Holly is not the only place we've lived. We've lived in Michigan. We've lived in California. We've lived in China. We've lived all over the world. We've lived,
wait, you lived in China?
Well, the Holly of China.
Yes, we lived in China.
Yeah.
No.
Well, how are you doing in China?
The Holly of China. It was China. We're teachers.
How bad did it suck with the no cheese?
By the way, she says she worked at RIT. You didn't figure out that she's an educator moving all over?
Who goes in China?
What'd you think she was doing? Coaching hockey? You idiot? Chinese hockey?
Do they have Chinese hockey?
Yeah, Chinese hockey team does exist. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Danny, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the thing is that in a lot of places we've lived, there are people who expect to, like, be born, live, and die in the same kind of, you know, 50-mile radius.
Yeah.
We never had that expectation. Like, we're very accustomed to just living and adapting to new places. And, you know, ESL teachers, we move around a bit. You don't become really an ESL teacher unless you like to travel.
So ESL is English as a second language?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. No, I mean, look.
Why'd you just say that?
Well, because it's a quicker way to say
it. I thought it was the bank.
Yes, she teaches the bank.
ESL.
She teaches the bank. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Danny, I'm sorry. So, no, I mean, look, I agree with you because you and I have traveled, Tommy.
Yeah.
Doing what we did.
But I stuck with my own language.
You don't even know how to speak your own language.
Even a foreign soul.
Where did you do
I spoke English in New Mexico.
No, I mean, Danny, you can attest to this. Like, you become a more well-rounded person the more people from different places you meet.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, but that, I think that your initial question, though, was, like, meeting people who have lived in Holly, especially their whole lives. Like, how does that match up when you're interacting with people? Because, I mean, you have lived in so many other places, and I'm guessing that's not the norm there.
I would say no, that's not entirely the norm there. But, you know, meeting people and adapting to new cultures is what travel is about, and it's what, for me, what living is about, right? Trying new things and going new places. And, you know, it's really not that much of a learning curve. You know what? No matter where you go, people, they're different ideologies maybe, but underlyingly, we're all very much the same.
Amen,
so,
sister. Amen. Yeah. Well, listen, you probably drive by my house on your way to work. Wave. Honk the horn next time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely will.
All right. Tell everyone out in Holly we said hello.
Will do.
And we email back to Chinese Holly. Tell them we said hello, too.
Will do.
All right, Danny. Bye. She doesn't like us anymore.
No.
It is funny, though, we talk about like a longer commute, and that is probably nothing to most people.
I understand that it sounds like we're whining, but you know, I'm used to everything being within 5 minutes.
Right. Normal.
I know, we're spoiled.
All right, let's take a break. We're super late, everybody. I'm sorry. It was nice talking to Danny. It's interesting.
Very interesting.
L.A., China, Michigan. Dip, 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 dip. Worst Huey Lewis and new song ever.
ESL.
The heart of rock and roll is in Beijing.
How'd you even know that?
English is a second language.
No, that ESL meant that.
ESL classes. It was big when I was a kid. There was a lot of folks from not America when I was in
other areas?
At Gates. Yeah. Well, yeah. Foreign.
Foreign people.
Folks born on foreign soil. So, like, one of the classes I had a bunch of, they called them ESL kids back in
the
day.
That's cruel to call a kid.
ESL. English as a second language.
Oh. That's what you called them?
Well, that's what, that was the term, like they used as a school.
Where were they from?
I'll be honest. I was a kid. I don't
like
really
Spanish
know.
Spanish kid or something?
So, no, there was one kid from, like, Eastern Europe. His name was Igor.
Oh, and that makes sense.
He was huge.
Yeah,
he was
his dad probably drove tank.
There was a kid named...
I think I saw him on CNN.
There was a kid named Warda. He was from somewhere...
Jesus Christ.
In, like, South America. But it was really interesting. So there was a couple...
This is like every documentary I see where they overthrow the government. What? We are Warda.
It was interesting to watch them, and I didn't realize it was happening at the time, but like now looking back on it, like they showed up in sixth grade, and I was going to school with them until I went to Aquinas freshman year.
Their lunches had to be off the charts. If they went like rootsy, like Warda lunch.
I don't remember their lunches, but I do remember, now that I look back on it, how they all assimilated to, because some of these kids came from the country and were like,
they ran out the boat.
Yes, in the middle of school, here's this kid from, you know, Belarus or, you know, somewhere in the Middle East.
Serbia.
But, like, by the time I was in eighth grade, they were, a lot of them were playing American sports. They were all in American clubs. They're wearing T-shirts with, like, you know, bands that we all listen to.
Yeah.
Like, they went from knowing, barely speaking the language and knowing nothing about anything here to they were just one of us.
That's impressive.
Well, but it wasn't even anything, like, we were trying to do. It just eventually was like, okay, Igor's here. Hey, Igor.
Because all they had to do was learn, like, slack-ass east side, west side, you know, the differences, the English. Couldn't be that hard for him.
Learn the English.
Yep.
You got to learn English.
You should take some ESL classes.
I should.
Let's take a break.
I want to meet what is his name again? Igor?
Igor. I wonder what he's up to. If anyone knows what Igor...
I want to check.
Well, why would I not have anything...
No. I'm saying,
wow.
Great guy.
Wow, we don't want to check. Why would I not want to check?
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know?
You never know.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We talked about hosting a Super Bowl party yesterday.
Yeah.
And how, despite the work, it's something that most men want to do.
Yeah.
Well, this might put a little more pressure on you.
What happened now?
A significant portion of the people in your home for this game on Sunday do not care what is on that television.
Oh.
They care what you are putting in their bellies.
Yeah.
You're hanging out.
What's the chow?
Yep. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, as Kimmy is building a shed over there, apparently.
<That's> so loud.
We'll jump right into it.
What do you got?
A study released this week shows that over a quarter of all Americans care more about the food on Sunday than the actual game.
Well, the chow will make the difference. The game's the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can watch the game at home, but if you get some really good food, I'm in.
Yeah.
Further,
yeah.
Over one half of Americans say the food and the food only will make or break their Super Bowl experience on Sunday. So not the football, not the people there, not the alcohol you are providing. Mm. If the food is not up to their liking,
yeah,
the night at your house has sucked.
Yeah, if you step up, man, that means a lot.
And there might be something even more surprising.
Mm.
So the number I gave you, 1 in 4, which is a lot of people, might actually be low because they conducted this survey before we knew it was Chiefs versus Eagles.
Yeah.
And we told you on Tuesday, this is the least anticipated Super Bowl in 25 years.
Gotta be.
So now that the matchup is less exciting, the food matters more.
You gotta really amp up the chow.
So this makes sense to both of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You agree with it?
Yeah.
Well, you like it. You're a pansy. You like football.
Yeah.
Michelle,
well, here's the thing. It's to me, the game, I don't really care how it turns out.
Okay.
I mean, I want to watch it. I want to know what's going on. But for me personally, the thing that's going to affect me more is the food.
She wants all 7 layers.
And
that
we dip. All have. We
if
all
I
have
count 6. I'm pissed.
We all have that one or two friends that you look forward to going to their house because they always have a good spread, even if it's just like a last minute get together. They somehow come up with like the best.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Appetizers,
okay,
and stuff ready to go when you're there.
Right.
So yeah, I think the food is definitely important.
But here's what's strange about that.
What's that?
All right. Amazing games live longer than amazing spreads, because you'll remember watching a game that goes back and forth, comes down to the last drive. You will not have a lifelong memory of the unique pizza you got in
but
that basement.
The party in the moment,
yeah,
like that great ending, I got to wait 3 hours for that. The food goes to the entire party.
Okay, but I can't
That's what's more important.
I can't tell you what I ate last Super Bowl Sunday, but I can give you a breakdown of the game.
Yeah.
But if I go to somebody's house and they got really good food, that might stick out.
What did you eat last Super Bowl Sunday?
Last time we had, I think we did pizza.
Okay, so
but we didn't have a party.
Okay, but I'm saying you don't remember. Kimmy, what did you eat last Super Bowl Sunday?
All of it.
Yes. I don't know. I cannot recall.
Okay.
But I remember like the last time I went over to your house, your wife made like this.
Did you call my wife's house? Because that's your situation, my friend. I am on the mortgage.
I'm on the mortgage too, kind of.
Just because you
it's
yell,
in pencil.
Just because you yell your name at the mortgage doesn't mean you're on the mortgage. But
no, but like I can remember, like she made those tacos and stuff. I mean, that food was amazing. It was delicious. That stuck out. Like if that was a Super Bowl party, I could care less about who did the last drive.
Okay,
booze is important too, but food really makes it. Like if you have a shrimp platter, I'm impressed.
What are you, my dad?
Shrimp's expensive. Excuse me, Rockefeller.
No, I'm just saying. Like shrimp is the most important thing in the world to my dad. Remember when we did
that says class.
Okay.
Shrimp equals class.
We did our vow renewal, my wife and I.
Yeah.
Because we got married in a park where Tommy stood in a bush and that wasn't good enough, so we had to do it again. And my dad got to the reception late, and we did have like a small shrimp platter, and all
Tommy got to it first.
He did, and Tommy ate all of it, and all my dad did, he was walking around the table, no shrimp, where's
he
the shrimp, no
that
shrimp.
That was the first thing he said to me when I said hi. Yeah, no shrimp at this party.
What is up with guys your age and shrimp?
Because that
you're like killer whales.
but it means something. It means you care.
Okay.
I think you're shrimp hoarders because there's always like one guy that eats all the shrimp.
I always go for the seafood first.
He parks in when we used to have our Christmas party.
No,
he would park in front of the shrimp table.
It's the only time I've ever seen you like get weird over food.
It's money.
All right, so with this knowledge that over a quarter of your guests will care way more about the food than the actual game on Sunday, here's where it gets really strange.
Whatever.
They break down which foods are the most popular at Super Bowl parties, the ones that people want the most.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a guess at number one?
Most popular.
Yes.
It would have to be wings.
Nailed it. No. Number one is wings, not surprising. Mm. Number two?
Pizza.
No. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
And this is like a main meal?
This is national,
wait,
yes.
Pizza didn't come in second?
I know. What am I forgetting?
Is it chips and guac?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say like dips.
So third was 7-layer dip.
Okay.
Two was barbecue.
Oh.
Wait,
so
like
people are making like pulled pork?
Wings,
stuff?
Barbecue, 7-layer dip.
Okay.
All right. That's surprising.
I always thought pizza came
Thank
first.
You. I thought pizza was a slam dunk, had to have Super Bowl food.
Yeah, pizza's king.
Okay, let me ask a question. What? The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is pizza for games more of a Rochester thing than other parts of the country?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we do pizza really well.
It goes hand in hand with wings, big wing area.
But wing is number one, so that would you would think it would go hand in hand with
but,
the other.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a Northeast thing.
Okay. Because if I'm getting a sheet pizza and wings for Sunday.
Yeah, true. You're not getting good pizza in the South.
It does suck, but what are you having, wings and barbecue?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Weird, right? You got barbecue wings, not two birds, one stone.
That's so true.
Like barbecue being number two now, if it's not, we do pizza well in the Northeast, and that is the only place. It has to be the rise of the home smoker.
Oh, all right.
Guys showing off their smoking skills.
So you think it's all homemade barbecue?
Brisket. Well, yeah, where else? Wait,
I mean, you could get it catered.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not spending catering money on a Super Bowl party. What is this? Like, what, my kid make a first communion?
Yeah.
I'm like, you get a tray full of cold cuts? That's not happening. I mean, look.
Oh, yeah, subs. Like sandwiches. People get the sub trays.
That does kind of get pricey, though, too.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm surprised that's not also up there because everybody has subs. But
here's a nice Italian sandwich.
But here's
hoagies.
But you may have brought up why it's not in the top three.
What a hoagie.
Like, I don't know. If you go out west, do subs matter to people like they do in the Northeast?
Then what do they do? Like, cause the Midwest has a lot of pizza joints, like Kansas City, Chicago.
Yeah, Kansas City pizza sucks, though.
But they do eat.
St. Louis pizza is the worst pizza in the history
of
the world.
But they eat it. My point is they still eat it,
it exists.
It's popular.
It sucks. Have you ever had St. Louis pizza?
I would think barbecue above pizza there, though, right?
I can't remember.
No, it's sausage, cheese, not cracker. Kimmy's right. You go to Kansas City, St. Louis, you're getting barbecue. I don't know why you would spend that kind of money. Like, pizza is the most economical, everyone looks forward to it, food for a game.
Yeah, and it satisfies both adults and kids.
100%. You cannot go wrong.
Unless you're, like, the dick that likes all the weird stuff on it.
But you can even get...
the dick.
What's weird to you?
So, like, for instance, whenever we order pizza and, like, we're with my parents, my dad always throws in, like, pineapple pizza.
That's awesome.
Like Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza is...
I mean, I don't mind it, but, like, if you're trying to appeal to the most people, you got to keep it simple.
Yeah, you don't go Hawaiian pizza.
You go straight pepperoni.
People that don't like Hawaiian pizza have never had a good Hawaiian pizza.
I like Hawaiian pizza, but it's not for everybody.
Bologna and cheese, that's all you do.
No, you don't. You can't talk pizza.
Yes, I can.
You fennel-eating bitch. No, you know, I've said this before.
Have Hawaiian. We'll put some olives on some.
Okay, olives is gross. Yeah. I'm with you on
that. I like olives.
Now, see? This is why you can't have pizza time. You know what I've been down on lately, and I highly recommend it?
What's that?
White pizza.
All right.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
Spinach.
Yeah. Right.
Tomato.
Okay, that's delicious. See, I like that, but I know not everybody would want that.
You gotta throw some meat in it.
Well, I throw some mushrooms on there sometimes, too. I could do a sausage on top of that, but I don't need the sausage on that. Like, that is an ass-kicking good pizza.
It is good pizza.
Wait, you like sausage?
Yeah, I do.
How much you like? You like a good, healthy amount of sausage?
I mean, yeah, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do a lot of sausage.
Me, man?
Well, yeah, why?
I'm just getting into the sausage pizza game.
Get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
Open up a little joint.
Where's that?
Yeah, it's in the men's room.
What's it called?
A little kiosk I got going on.
What's it called?
It's called Giuseppe Tommy's Old Style From a Sausage to Your Lips Sauce.
You're so old, your batch comes out like ricotta.
Yeah, you're going to have some ricotta.
That's what I just said. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Good. Pizza does not... I mean, pineapple does not belong on pizza at all.
Shut up, Jim.
Only place pineapple belongs is in the trash.
Take that, pineapple. Jim, what's your go-to pizza topping?
Well, you got to do bacon and pepperoni.
Bacon and pepperoni.
I've never heard of bacon on a pizza.
Yeah, well, no, you put
breakfast pizza
and Canadian bacon, but I guess that's ham. Yeah. Hey, Jim, bad news. We just got news your heart stopped. Bacon and pepperoni at the same time?
Yeah.
That doesn't go anywhere else in any other meal. You wouldn't put
it's not
like
a go-to, but I guess it wouldn't be bad.
Who hurt you, Jim?
No one.
Okay. Jim, are you married? You got kids?
Yes.
Okay, so when you order bacon and pepperoni, does anyone in the house speak up and say you're a psycho and you should not allowed to have the phone anymore?
No, and plus I put salt on my pizza also.
On top of the pepperoni and bacon?
Yeah, you're going to die.
They're cured meats, bro.
Yeah, you're going to die.
That's a lot. You're not even there for the pizza anymore.
You're just there for the salt?
How much water do you retain? You're like a human water balloon. Jim, good luck with your heart-stopping pizza, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a first. Salt on a pizza.
Why would... What?
You're
it's so
the pizza.
Salty to begin with.
No kidding,
even
man.
The cheese has salt in it.
Even the cheese has salt in it.
It do.
Says man who thinks he can have a normal pizza conversation.
I can.
You're a veggie pizza guy, aren't you?
Not when I was fat. I liked all the meat.
No, I'm saying like now, though. Like, you'd probably prefer veggie.
Well, I would eat it, yes. like mushroom cheese, stuff like that. But I like olives.
I don't look at, okay, olives are gross. I don't look at mushrooms as a veggie on a pizza, though.
Well,
mushrooms,
but it is usually on a veggie pizza.
I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. I don't want full veggie, but there are veggies, I think, that make the pizza better. Mushroom being one of them. No. I could do green peppers.
Right. I do like anchovies.
Peppers. No.
I almost cursed you.
I don't even think a lot of places offer anchovies
probably
anymore.
Probably
not. No, they do, because my wife also likes anchovies.
I mean, it's such a different pizza when you, because that's how pizza used to be served.
I don't care.
It was always sausage and anchovies.
We also used to have 8-year-olds working in shirt factories. We don't do that anymore for
and
a
those
reason
are
too.
Good shirts.
Ah, my wife loves anchovies, and it drives me insane.
But you're not a fish eater,
bro. Anchovies are the worst version of fish. You can see their face, man.
No, that's a sardine, you moron.
What's the difference?
They're very thin.
Don't
care. They're salty.
Yeah, it sucks. It smells terrible.
I don't get it.
It's like your mother walked in with a short skirt on.
Well, then you would like it. How much you do things to my mother?
How much you do things to my mom?
You're constantly between her thighs.
Let's take a break.
Eating the family anchovies.
That would be a great. Never mind.
The family anchovies.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm eating the family anchovies tonight, buddy. All right, we're late, so this will be a quick one, but it's probably better it's a quick one with the way I know you're going to go on this.
Oh.
Because this man who runs a country says the only reason this is illegal worldwide is because of the place it comes from.
I think he's right.
Okay, but you're not thinking this all the way through.
It's a stigma. It's not fair.
You're hanging out in the break. We're watching just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The Colombian president yesterday gave a press conference where he argued that cocaine should be legalized worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And he argues that the only reason cocaine is illegal in most places is because it's made in Latin America.
Yeah.
That it has racist undertones.
Mm-hmm.
He then argues that if cocaine were to be legalized, they would be able to sell it like wine. And I don't know what he means by that last part. Maybe
like
there
grades
was
of cocaine.
Okay, possibly.
Like the strength, you know?
Like microdosing.
Of cocaine.
Can you do that?
You may take sniffing a cork too far.
Would you like to smell? No, because even if you sample, would you like to smell the cocaine? Oh, I don't need to buy it anymore. Tommy?
Yeah.
Does the Colombian president have a point that
absolutely.
A, why?
Because, I mean, it was always like the Colombian drug lords, you know, is a bad place.
You mean the place where they were, like, murdering people?
Yeah, but it's because they criminalized it. But, like, there was a time you could buy
cocaine. There was
a time. Where cocaine was a legal thing you could ingest.
Yeah, in the 1800s.
It was in sodas, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
And you found out that might not have been good for you.
Yeah, there was also a time you could put asbestos all over your house.
Thank you.
And drink and drive.
And I was never chilly. No, but I'm saying, like, I mean, what would be, I mean, listen, cocaine's all over the place anyway.
Sure.
And it wasn't the collapse of society. They said the drugs were going to collapse Colombia, and it didn't happen.
Okay, yeah, but they do have rogue hippos roaming all over the place and breeding.
How cool is that?
All right.
I would love to pass a hippo in the morning.
So you think that cocaine is safe enough where we can legalize it and there'll be no problem?
Bro, you take alcohol.
Yes.
It's the most lethal drug that is legalized.
Okay.
Do a body count worldwide of alcohol compared to cocaine. It's a blowout.
I'm glad you made that argument. Because a bunch of people who agree with the Colombian president argued the same thing, that far more people die from alcohol than they do from cocaine. And here's what you're not thinking through.
What's that?
Okay. You can make an argument for being cocaine, for alcohol being more dangerous than cocaine based on DWI accidents, addiction, and long-term health problems that we see in people. But I would argue that's only because alcohol is legal and way easier to get your hands on.
Way more people are using it.
Exactly. Because if tomorrow someone waved their hand and made cocaine legal for everyone over 21 in America, it would become the most dangerous legal substance.
I mean, people can get their hands on it.
I understand, but the majority of Americans don't do cocaine. The majority of Americans do socially drink.
Yeah, but I think, like, if you, I mean, it would be regulated, like marijuana is, right?
Okay.
So I think you could do it. And
No. But you didn't answer the counterpoint there.
What's that?
Do you believe?
What's that?
That if cocaine was legalized in America tomorrow, where everyone could get their hands on it, we wouldn't see a massive spike in health issues, death due to cocaine.
I mean, you may see ODs.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Driving while high on cocaine?
It just makes you more alert.
Don't be that guy.
I mean, the parties go longer.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, I'm for it.
No, you didn't answer. Kimmy, you understand where I'm coming from with this, right?
I think so. I mean, I'm somebody that, listen, as somebody who argues for marijuana, I guess it would be hard to make those same points against cocaine.
Power
you
to
know
the
what
powder,
I mean? But
baby.
My thing is, cocaine seems to affect your health a little bit. It's a little bit more dangerous.
It's all dangerous.
It's a lot of bit more dangerous.
You can
go too far with it too easily.
And they put powder in them donuts.
Oh, yeah. Remember when that NBA top five pick had a dozen donuts and died on the night of draft night?
Look, oh, my God. You're going all the way back to the 1980s.
I mean, I'll give you – what do you want? The kid from One Direction?
Look at Miami, a beautiful city.
Yeah, they're nailing it. What were you telling me about how all the cocaine money that built those buildings, that it turns out they're not regulated?
Well, they put them up too fast.
Okay.
It's so weird, though, that you – Tommy always seemed to take the argument for these things whenever we talk about them, because you wouldn't do any of them anyways.
No, but I want people to have a right to do them. It's
yeah, but you don't even
want
to be around them? People that do them.
No, go in your house and do it. I'm
exactly.
Have a bunch of cocaine jitters. But you know what I'm saying? I just want you to have the freedom to enjoy your life the way you want to enjoy it.
You know that I am not an anti-drug crusader. You know this,
no,
right?
But you're also a little bit of a narc.
No, I'm not.
You're a little narc.
If I was a narc, you wouldn't have had a job 15 times over. So, okay, that's all he's got. 252WZMF. Again, the Colombian president yesterday argues cocaine should be legalized. He said that it's only illegal because of the stigma of it being made in Latin America. Claims if it were to be legalized, they would sell it like wine. And Tommy is arguing that alcohol is way more dangerous.
It would regulate your weight?
Statistically, you are right, but only because alcohol is legal in almost every country, minus those weird Eastern European ones and the ones in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, I'd much rather work with somebody who is high on marijuana than somebody who's high on cocaine. Like, could you imagine your workplace if that was legalized?
Yeah, I only had to go back 20 years.
And you didn't like it.
Well, oh, yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah,
but legalize it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, I agree with you about freedoms, right? But there is a line.
It built FM radio, buddy.
Of safety and freedom. Yeah, look.
You
how
couldn't get music on the radio without a bag of cocaine.
We're doing so well. You still have a job. Thank you, cocaine.
All I need is a bag of coke.
No, I mean, look, man.
And I'm from coke country.
Okay.
I mean, I used to wash up on the beach.
Understood. But you wouldn't do it now.
You should see how fast those turtles were. They look like little jet skis with heads.
The hair had no chance, man.